America, welcome to Inside the Square. I'm your host, Chuck Barham. We're brought to you by freedomsquare.com. The Freedom Chamber, the pro-American business network. It's coming. Details real soon. I don't get fanboyed, fangirled, whatever you want to call it, too much. But when I get to meet this lady, and I've met her a couple of times, and now she's inside the square, Rose Tennant. Are you kidding me? Welcome to Inside the Square.
I'm really happy to be here. So I'm a fangirl, I think, right?
Oh, I think that's the correct term.
I think. So same here. I love what you guys are doing. I really do. Everything about it is just what we need right now.
Absolutely. Well, we had a chance to gather a couple of weeks ago down in Dallas, Texas for Moms for America's 20th anniversary. And God bless Kimberly and Debbie and everybody that pulled off a great 20th anniversary celebration. And one of the MCs there was you, and you did an incredible job.
Well, thank you.
You took biblical things from way, way back talking about women and how they're needed in today's society. And I really want to touch on that because I think that needs to be cast throughout the land on the words that you shared and how eloquently you described it and pushed it out to the audience because you had everybody captivated and I appreciate everything you do.
I really appreciate that. And, you know, Chuck, I'm sure you'll agree with me. Things right now, you know, for the longest time I did conservative political talk. And it was appropriate for the times. But I'm realizing right now that more than being political, the issues that we face today are biblical. I mean, the idea that we don't want to take a life, that's biblical. The idea that God made us exactly who we are, that's biblical. So I'm starting to kind of do a little bit of a shift. In fact, I started a women's ministry called sheiscalledbyhim.com. And we send out just encouragement. We don't ask for anything. Once a week, we have a newsletter that goes out because women especially, there's something, you guys are strong and you're, you know, you're built that way. But women, we just take on everything, the worries of the world, but more importantly, our children and their future. And I heard a saying once that you are only as a mom as happy as your least happy child. And that is so true.
Oh,
everywhere. Understand.
Say that one more time, because that's a powerful statement.
It is. You are only as happy as your least happy child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And any happier than that. And it's so true. So there's so much on our heart. You know, we are here, we feel, for our children and their future. So I really wanted to start encouraging women. That's why I started the ministry. She is called by him. And you'd be surprised. We have a prayer room. We have requests coming in all the time from women asking for prayer. And it's very discreet. We don't share names or anything like that. But it's been really exciting to watch.
Rose, you're such a, and I'm just going to give you props right now. You're an incredible human being. You're an incredible woman. I'm just an incredible speaker, incredible enthusiasm. You've done pretty much everything you can do in the conservative talk radio world, conservative TV world. And now God has said, hey, Rose, hey, over here, we need to do this now. And I can't even see it. It's going to succeed beyond your expectations, would be my thought.
You know what? It's interesting you should say that, because just a few weeks ago, I felt like I was saying, you know what? You're using something. He's dealing with something right now as a safety net. And I really had to take a step in obedience and faith and move on to the next thing, because I look at it this way. I'm in the last quarter of my life. Things are not good out there. You know that. I know that. We all know it. And if I want to be effective, I need to be exactly where God has me. And I don't want to waste time. I don't want to throw things at the wall and hope something sticks. I want to know exactly what it is I'm to be doing. And I really feel I'm on that path.
Well, I believe when you get comfortable, that's when things around you start to fall apart. So you got to get uncomfortable to help rebuild them. And I think that's the stage you're in right now, because you said it right. You're comfortable doing the conservative talk thing, the talking head thing on TV. But now not that you haven't been in the trenches, but now it's a whole new role for you. And I'm sure you're very comfortable yet uncomfortable, because you don't know which way you're headed, but God's got you. And that's the most important thing.
You know, I really believe that. So I feel encouraged by that. But when we look at everything that's going on, Chuck, it's just, as a mom, you know, this is Women's History Month right now. And I want to get back to the biblical examples, but there is a more recent example of women who could have been hesitant, probably were, and they faced a lot of criticism and fear sometimes, but they did something and never had a chance to finish it. And I'm going to use the story of the women like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Both were women that were instrumental in the abolition of slavery, but they were also, as you know, instrumental in women's suffrage movement. And what I love about these ladies, and most people don't talk about this because, you know, we either revise history or we just kind of leave it out altogether if we don't like, you know, where it was going or where it came from. But for this suffrage movement, it was born really out of the Second Great Awakening. Now, that Second Great Awakening, one of the platforms of that awakening, one of the things that the pastors talked about was that it was a sin to own a slave. It was a sin. Now, people don't talk about that anymore, but pastors were preaching. It was a sin. It was part of this whole spiritual revival going on. And women that were involved with it, like Susan B. Anthony, like Elizabeth Cady Stanton, got very involved in the abolition of slavery. And so at one point, one of them, I can't remember which, was saying to themselves, you know what, while I believe that all men are created equal, I also believe that women are as well, right?
Amen to that.
So that's what began the suffrage movement. And think about it, Chuck, you know those men didn't want those women to have the vote.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No chance, no way, no how. Exactly.
So there was, I'm sure there were repercussions. Their husbands were probably giving them a difficult time. In public, they were probably criticized and scorned, but they kept the battle going. Here's the sad part, and this is what I always tell women. Those two women, when it was Elizabeth Cady Stanton's 80th birthday or 80-something birthday, Susan B. Anthony penned a letter to her. It was printed in the local newspaper, but her sentiment was just so beautiful, and it was a very long letter, so I'm just going to paraphrase, but she said, little did we know that a half a century later, we would have to turn this battle over to another generation of women. And they did. They had to. After 50 years of fighting for the right for women to vote, they had to turn it over to another generation. And I ask women all the time, what we see happening today in this crazy world that we're living in, if we don't do something now, particularly where our liberty is concerned, can we even turn this battle over to another generation of women? Or should we finish this right here, right now as moms so that our children can live in a free and prosperous world like we did?
Can you imagine going back in time and what you just said is spot on? Going back and talking to Susan B. Anthony and going, look, the work you did worked. It paid off. Women have thrived. Women have got this. But guess what's happening now? Women are now allowing men into their field to become women. Do you imagine what kind of a mind, you know, what that would be to people? They wouldn't know what they'd be like. OK, what's really happening? No, that's really happening.
You're lying. And also, too, because you and I spoke just briefly through text, but you had talked about the upcoming election and you
yes.
how important that is. And I was thinking that, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like either candidate. You know, we know who the two major candidates are going to be unless something happens. And there are people that don't like either one of them, but I'm sorry, this is not a personality contest.
Right.
Our very freedoms are at stake. And if we want to see freedom prevail, if we want to see what our founding fathers gave up so that we could have this freedom and establish it firmly. And there's one candidate that believes the way you do, ladies, and there's another one that doesn't. And he may not do everything right, but at least he's got your back on those things that are important.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, how he's been pigeonholed into being this woman hater when he's really a champion of women. And a champion of women in business, women in schools, women that are moms, stay-at-home moms. I mean, he's a big believer and a champion of moms, of wives, of women all around the world. But it's just amazing how the narrative can be so shifted and so, I guess, diluted down by the mainstream media. But he's the only choice you've got. Trump is the only guy that's going to protect women's rights in this day and age when it comes to keeping men out of sports. I mean, it's just... As a dad of a 7-year-old girl, it drives me crazy on the way this world is now. And I can't leave it the way it is for her. It keeps me up at night.
There you go. You're absolutely right. As parents, we just can't. We can't turn this over for another generation to fight, to figure out and work out. We've got the opportunity right now to do it and to finish it here and now. And we've got to take that opportunity.
Absolutely. So with your ministry, and I know you've got your podcast as well, Rose Unplugged. What else is in Rose's world that we need to be aware of and reach out to you and do good with you?
Right now, roseunplugged.com. And I have, of course, She's Called by Him. And those are the two things that I'm really focusing on now. And who knows what God might have around the corner. So I'm anxiously, you know, peering around that corner to see what happens.
Are you feeling the shoulder tap like, hey, Rose, hey, come here. We got this for you over here.
You know what? I know that his plans are good. One of the things, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and in James, it talks about the endurance. Remember, James said, remember the endurance of Job. Because, you know, we all are struggling right now, whether you're struggling because of the economy or you're struggling because your children are in school and public schools and you don't like what you're seeing. We're all in some sort of struggle. And James talks about endurance and how important that is to remember Job's endurance. And then, I love this part, so that you could see God's intended end. And in my Bible, intended is in italics. And I just love that because it's something that is deliberate, that is meant to be. He has an end to all of this, but I think we just need to get on that right path, you know, and just make sure every day we're looking for what it is, you know, that he has for us to do, because there is something. There's no coincidence. I love to say that too. Like Esther, we are all of us here for such a time as this. This isn't a coincidence. God meant for you to be here today.
Agree 100%. There are no coincidences. We look at it as divine intervention whenever we meet somebody such as Rose. I mean, to meet you a couple years ago, and we saw you down in Dallas. I'm like, Rose, we got to start collaborating and working together, because you make, what's the best way for me to describe you? You make everything so, I don't want to say comfortable, but easy, the way you present things. It's a true gift, and you're putting that gift to 100% work, and I appreciate that.
Well, I thank you. And I think that you do that the same. You know, you can tell when people are sincere. And I think that's why people like you, Chuck, and because they can sense that there's a sincerity there.
Well, I appreciate that. And we've got a republic to save. And roseunplugged.com. I look forward, and, you know, Tom, our CEO, we were just talking off air. He looks forward to being on that podcast one of these days.
So we're going to do that for sure. I'll have you all on. I don't care. Let's have some fun. It'd be great.
Well, I think we go somewhere where it's nice and warm on a beach somewhere, and we do the podcast there. How's that sound?
You do it. I'm ready. Just call me. I'm ready. My bags are constantly packed. I'm not kidding you. I've been traveling the weekend since I saw you, and I will be. So yeah, we're ready to go.
You are a true warrior. And Rose, whatever we can do to help you here at Freedom Square and inside the square, you've got a home here anytime, any place, and we've got your back.
Thank you so much for everything. It was so much fun to be with you.
It's roseunplugged.com. She's a champion of freedom, Rose Tennant. As I always say, without 2A, there is no 1A. Thanks so much for being inside the square.